In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. For both Jews and Christians, our religious duties can be summed up in the two great commandments. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and mind and soul, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. The love of God is expressed in the ceremonial or liturgical law, and the love of neighbor is expressed in the moral law. Of course, these two expressions of the law really go together. As Jesus never tired of reminding the Jewish people, love of God, which does not result in doing good to others, is empty and lifeless. But at the same time, love of others, which is not rooted in the transcendent love of God, is unguided and undisciplined and subject to the whims and follies of purely human reason. Christianity basically took over the Jewish moral law in its entirety. Jesus refined and expanded it somewhat, but in essence, it remained much the same law which God revealed to Moses on Mount Sinai and which we heard in the first reading. As Christians, we study the Ten Commandments, we teach them to our children, we use them for our examination of conscience. And the central section of the Catechism of the Catholic Church is devoted to a detailed explanation of the Ten Commandments and their relevance to our spiritual lives. But that part of a Jewish ceremonial law, which was concerned with animal sacrifices in the temple, was rejected by Christians and replaced by the sacraments, most notably the Eucharist. And we can see an anticipation of this replacement in the Gospel reading from St. John. Jesus drives the money changers and the animals out of the temple area, and he tells the people, "Take these out of here and stop making my Father's house a marketplace." And when the Jews ask for a sign of his authority, he tells them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Of course, the people misunderstand him and think he is speaking of the temple building. But as St. John explains, he was speaking about the temple of his body. Therefore, when he was raised from the dead, his disciples remembered that he had said this, and they came to believe the scripture and the word Jesus had spoken. They not only believed, but meditated on the death and resurrection of the Lord, and remembering his words at the Last Supper, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body," they began to celebrate the holy sacrifice of the Mass, in which the resurrected body of Jesus is made present to us. Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the dead were, as St. Paul tells us, a stumbling block to the Jews and foolishness to the Gentiles. But for us who believe, they are the power and wisdom of God, the foundation of our faith. St. Prosper of Aquitaine said in the 5th century, "Let the law of prayer determine the law of belief." As Christians, the law of prayer, especially the Mass and Holy Communion, but also our private prayers, the Rosary, the Stations of the Cross, our meditations and other devotions, all of these form us in the image and likeness of God and inspire us to put into practice the corporal and spiritual works of mercy. To feed the hungry, to give drink to the thirsty, clothe the naked, shelter the homeless, visit the sick and the imprisoned, and to bury the dead, and to admonish the sinner, instruct the ignorant, counsel the doubtful, comfort the sorrowful, bear wrongs patiently, forgive all injuries, and pray for the living and the dead. And the more fully we live out our life of prayer and put our good works into practice, the more truly we become sons and daughters of God and brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.